This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
This is another Casey Vibe production. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe.
You wanna listen in your ride? Even when you in your crib. Are you ready for this trip?
What's going on, world?
What's happening?
We are the KC Vibe Podcast, and we're back to vibe with you guys one more again.
Yeah, one more time. This is my mic.
If you are new to vibing with us, I would like to say welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
Yeah.
And yep.
Yeah, man, I got my tea right here. I'm feeling good. How about you?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, another Friday. Guess what?
What's up?
I know this got nothing to do with the topic, but it's football season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for my Falcons, baby.
Yep.
Yep. So what we hitting on today?
I'm gonna switch it up today.
Okay. What's up?
Today, I am going to talk about something that a lot of people struggle with.
Okay. What we got?
Putting yourself first.
Okay. Putting yourself first.
As a mother, as a wife, as a daughter,
yeah,
as a sister, it's a lot of hats that's worn within that body of a human. So yeah, today that is what we are going to talk about.
All right. Let's talk about it.
Today.
Let's talk about it.
Let me get the quote out for today.
All right. You know we always got these quotes.
The quote today is, choose to put yourself first and make you a priority. It's not selfish, it's a necessity. And this quote was from an individual named Keisha J. Again, she said, choose to put yourself first and make you a priority. It's not selfish, it's necessary.
What's her name again?
Keisha Jade.
Okay, Keisha. All right, so that's an incredible. Hey, read it one more time for the people in the back.
I've already read it twice.
You did.
One more time.
One more time for me.
Choose to put yourself first. Make you a priority. It's not selfish, it's a necessity.
Okay. So it's basically, most of the time what we talk about, putting the person that you're with ahead of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Or making those sacrifices. Excuse me. Making those sacrifices. But this is also saying that you should put yourself first, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because you got to know how to take care of yourself before you learn how to take care of somebody else.
Right.
And taking care of yourself is basically, I'm not going to say, we can't say it's the most important thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of time that we put ourselves on the back burner just to put other people first. Like you said, you wear many hats, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wear the hat of a mother. You wear the hat of a daughter. You wear the hat of a wife. And that goes down into different subcategories, too. Sometimes you wear the hat of, a therapist, a confidant, a friend, just multiple things to help people out. Because let me tell you, I know for good and well, like, when I'm having issues and stuff like that, and I need somebody to talk to, I come to you, and you give me advice. So you are my therapist as well, and I try to be that yours. But we have to definitely remember that, hey, look, yeah, it's cool to help people out. It's cool to help your kids out, your spouse out, your mom, your dad, when they need help. But you got to take that time for yourself to work on your mental health as well to make sure that you straight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Go soak in that tub, that jacuzzi, for about 2 hours. Let your skin get wrinkled up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get your favorite soap. Put on your Victoria's Secret. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Your Bed Bath and Beyond. What is it?
Whatever's in there at the moment that my children ain't stole.
Exactly. I mean, and fellas, you got to take care of yourselves too, man. You ain't nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, going to, because my wife been trying to get me to do this for a long time. Going to get your feet done every now and again, from the little nail salon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with taking care of yourself, man. Kick your feet back. You know what I'm saying? If you like to drink, get you a beer or a nice little glass of scotch or, you know what I'm saying, go golfing. Or if you like the game, play the game for a little bit with limitations. And me, I consider myself a cigar connoisseur. I like cigars. So if I want to relax and chill, I probably smoke a cigar every now and again. But yeah. And then we'll take care of yourself. Right. How you feel about that, babe?
I am going to plug a different quote here. I read a quote earlier from Jada Pinkett Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And it pretty much just hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah.
And she said, you always have to remember to take care of yourself first and foremost. Because when you stop taking care of yourself, you get out of balance and you really forget how to take care of others.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So many times you push to try to be this perfect person.
Yeah.
You try to make sure that you're taking care of everybody around you and you forget to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And it gets to the point that when you finally see something for yourself that you want to do or something that you want to accomplish, and you full steam ahead, it feels like you don't get the same support that you give out.
Yeah.
And sometimes it feels like you spend so much time and effort putting your all into other people. So when the tables turn and it's your turn to have someone pour into you, you feel that they're not giving you the same level that you gave them.
Okay. So you feel like you ain't getting the same energy back, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sure a lot of people feel that on different levels. The only way that I can speak, like me personally, is from a female perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I am last time I checked.
I hope you.
And that right there is the only perspective that I can speak on.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, me personally, I feel like I have emotional breakdowns all the daggone time.
Yeah.
And you have to put on this shell of a person. You got to be strong. You got to be courageous. You got to not let anything bother you. And people don't even know you in the shower when you're in that jacuzzi for 2 hours. It's not that you're relaxing. It's that you're crying your eyes out, getting yourself together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sometimes, as a female, mental health is something that plays a huge part on you as a person in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like sometimes you're searching for a, I'm not going to say a justification, but you're searching for someone to tell you that, hey, you're doing good. Hey, it's all right. And sometimes it don't come because people get so used to you just being there.
Yeah.
People get so used to you just giving your all to the point that it's something that's natural to them.
Yeah.
So as a female, a lot of times you tend to feel unappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you tend to feel like people don't love and respect you at the same level that you love and respect them, because you've given everything to them for so long that it's like an expectation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's what they expect.
Yeah.
They expect you to do it all. And they expect you to make sure that, you know, you got food for them to eat. They expect you to make sure that their clothes are clean. They expect you to be at events. They expect you to be that pillow. They expect you to be that therapist. They expect you to be all these people. And you kind of expect yourself to be that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
To the point that you're tearing yourself down to build other people up.
Yeah, that's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. But, you know, sometimes I'm going to be honest with you. If you're going through some stuff like that, sometimes you just got to remind people and say, hey, look, or whoever you with, say, hey, look, this is the way I feel right now. You know, because you expect your spouse to be able to read you like a book. But sometimes, you know, people don't see what's on the outside until you tell them what's really going on. They may think everything good, but until you actually say, hey, look, this is how I'm feeling right now, that person would not be able to help you out and say, hey, look, okay, baby, sit down, relax, chill. I got you. Everything is good. And give you that encouragement to tell you, hey, look, you're doing a great job. You're doing incredible. You're freaking awesome. Until that person says that,
but you know really what thing that I've noticed though,
mm-hmm.
No one is going to ever have the same perspective as you.
I mean, yeah.
No one is ever going to have the same goals as you. No one's ever going to have the same ambitions as you. No one's ever going to want the same thing that it is that you want.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of times, people do express themselves. A lot mm-hmm. of times people do be like, hey, this is how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that you feel may be big in your eyes, but mediocre in somebody else's.
I mean, yeah.
A lot of times you are overreacting. A lot of times you are being dramatic. A lot of times you are making a big deal out of nothing. But people don't realize is you keep everything bottled up inside for so long to the point that when you actually do feel the need to express yourself, or you actually want to express yourself, now you're overreacting.
Yeah.
When in all actuality, you're not overreacting. It's you've held it in for so long.
Yeah.
And you've allowed people to walk all over you for so long. You allowed your feelings to be swept under the rug for so long to now that when you finally have the encouragement. You finally have the courage to express yourself, you're being dramatic.
Yeah.
You're overreacting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're making a big deal out of nothing. And it's not making a big deal out of nothing. You're just standing on top of all these small deals that you didn't let slide, that you didn't let sweep under the rug, and all those small things then became a big thing, like an avalanche. We've exactly. talked about that in past podcasts.
Yeah.
You let stuff go for so long and just keeps building and building and building and building. And now you're at a point where it's like, oh, this is it. This yeah. is that breaking point.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. And like you said, it's all about perspective. And I mean, just to wrap this around, the individual person taking care of themselves. You have to, even if a person doesn't see it from your point of view, you still need to find a way to make sure, hey, look, well, if I can't get him or her to understand, I still got to do what I got to do to take care of myself. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully, you know, you can have that conversation with that person and that person will understand. And eventually, you know what I'm saying, get to the point where they're like, hey, they're like, hey, baby, I thought about it, and you're right. Let's take care of you. Let's take some time for you. Let's make sure that you are good. What do you need? How can I help you? If you don't need me around and you just want to have a day to yourself, do that. Go get your nails done. Go do what you got to do. Or you want to just sit in the bed and relax and kick your feet up and watch Netflix or whatever. Do that. Get that. Ease that tension. Ease that tension. Because we all have days where it's like, man, you know what? This is too much.
Yeah, but the crazy part about it is that seldom happens. Like, it's very rare that you can express to somebody how you feel and then they'd be like, oh, well, let's make this right.
Yeah.
It barely happens. Yeah. That's why when I said the topic is being sure to put yourself first,
yeah.
that right there is where it's coming from, because Nobody, I don't care who they are ever going to put you first.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you.
You have to be the one to put you first.
Yeah, at the end of the day. Yeah.
No one is going to care about your feelings like you do. Nobody is going to care about the inside because nobody knows what's going on in the inside except for you. So I think you got to be able to put yourself first in order to help other people.
Nobody's going to really know what's going on with you unless you tell them what's going on with you.
No.
Because you can't just look at a person and be like, hey, look, I know exactly what they're
going through. You ever seen the picture that goes around social media? It's like someone's holding a mask and the mask is smiling, but behind the mask, they're like in full-blown tears.
Mm.
It's a mask that people put up.
Yeah.
It's a mask that you have to put up, especially in today's society. I can't get on TikTok and start crying about everything that I have going on because there's going to be this one person out there like, oh, well, you over here crying and you don't even realize there's someone who has it all worse than you. It's like, dang.
I mean.
So that's why a lot of times you can't express yourself. That's why I feel like if you have goals, you have ambitions, you have stuff that it is that you want to accomplish in life. Don't let anybody hold you back from that.
No, you can't. You really can't.
Because there's going to be people out there who don't share the same vision that you share. There's going to be people out there who doesn't feel that you're being given the same opportunities that they're given. Like, some people be like, you got time to do that. I ain't got time to do that. It's a point in life where you have to be like, what is it that I want for myself? What is it that's going to make KO happy? Because at the end of the day, if I'm happy and I'm happy with my decisions that I'm making in life, it makes me a better person to be happy for the next person that comes around.
Yeah, absolutely.
One thing about that bitterness, it's going to be stuck in you.
Mm-hmm.
So
this podcast is supported by The RealReal. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts, real gifts.
thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The RealReal. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
But if I'm not doing what it is that I want to do in life, although I try not to, there's going to be a part of me that looks at the next person and be like, dang, they doing exactly what it is that I want to do. Dang, they growing exactly the way that I want to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's that bitterness that's going to stay there and it's going to prevent me from being great because I'm focused on the next person and what they're doing. And instead of taking that leap, that jump on faith and actually trying to accomplish it myself, I'm sitting here in my corner like, dang, well, if only I had the time. Well, dang, if only I had the opportunity. Well, I bet they, and I try to make up their schedule. Well, I bet they have time to sit there and do that. They're not running around doing this, that, and the third. It's like, I have to learn how to put myself first. And that's anybody. You got to learn how to put yourself first, and that's anybody. You have to learn to do that because if not, your mental health will crumble. And
one
pieces.
And one thing we did talk about in the previous episode is comparing yourself to others. You are not going to have the same outcome or go through the same journey as other people went through. Your journey may be different. If you don't have the time to do this, that, and the third, you would create some time to do this, that, and the third, and that time would come to you. So I mean, everybody's journey is different. And we can't compare contrast, but going back around to dealing with yourself, that has a lot to do with self-reflection and perspective. Like you said, I can tell you that I understand where you're coming from, or you can say you understand where I'm coming from, but at the end of the day, do you 100% understand where I'm coming from? Because ain't nobody going to 100% understand where you're coming from except for yourself, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
So you could try to get people to say, hey, look, baby, look, I feel you. I can feel you all day long. But do I really understand that bitterness that you're saying that you're holding? No, I probably won't because I don't hold that same bitterness. But we have to learn when we hold that bitterness to try to prevent it from getting yourself involved with what we got going on. You got a call coming through. Mm-hmm. Getting yourself involved with what we got going on. And that way, we learn a whole lot more. We learn a whole lot more. And I honestly believe that even if I don't fully understand you or you don't fully understand me, we still have each other to rely on. And we can still build with each other instead of against each other. Mm-hmm. And I can build with you by trying to ease your stress and your tension, and you do the same with me. Because at the end of the day, we can't do this thing alone.
Yeah.
We can't. It's possible, but it'll be a whole lot easier to do it with a partner.
Yeah, well, I started looking at it like this. And this is why I started telling people, whenever they ask me my advice on something, I tell people this. At the end of the day, when your days are long and gone and you are sitting on that deathbed about to go up or down, wherever it is you're going, you know what I'm saying?
Hopefully up.
You have to be able to look over your life and be like, I did everything the exact way I wanted to do it.
Yep. That's it. Yeah.
And live without any regret.
Yeah.
So it's like people don't, I'm tying into the end because I'm already over 20 minutes. People don't realize the sacrifices that you make in life for them. People don't realize the things you do. People don't realize the stuff that you keep bottled up inside to listen to them while they're venting. Failing to realize you're probably going through the same thing right now, but you're putting it to the side to listen to them and to help them out. So one day, people are going to look back and be like, dang, the sacrifices those make. I think about this with our kids all the time.
Yeah.
I'm at the point where I think our kids just, they just know that we're going to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they
just know that we're going to buy them this. They just know that we're going to show up to this show. They just know that we're going to make sure that they get to A, B, C, D, E, and F. They just know. They don't realize all the sacrifices that go into it. Yeah, they don't realize the lack of sleep and all that. But honestly, it was probably the same thing with our parents.
It was.
So now that, you look back and you be like, dang, that was probably a lot of sacrifices that was made. So that's why I live my life where it's like now I make those sacrifices and just hope that one day people look back and be like, dang, that was a sacrifice that she made that she didn't have to do, but she did it. And then I can look back on my life and be like, I made every decision possible to live with no regrets.
Absolutely.
I shoot my shot when it needs to be shot.
Mm-hmm.
Worst that can happen is a no. I talked about that in my 5 gems. If you haven't listened already, go back and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
The worst that can happen is no.
Yeah.
So I think I'm at the point in my life now as a 35-year-old female who then lived on this earth for 35 years. I'm at the point now where it's like, I'm ready to take jumps. I'm ready to take leaps. I'm ready to put myself out there because the worst that can happen is a nah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And I'd rather get that no and know that I actually put myself out there and set myself up for success than to sit back and put everything else, first and then be like, dang, well, I wish I would have done that.
Yeah.
I wish I would have went there. I wish I would have just asked for this. Nah. It's like that. That is the journey that I am on now for, the year of 2025. I'm living to the fullest.
You got to.
I'm taking chances. I'm putting myself out there. It's just me.
Yeah. I mean, and we fear taking chances, that because we get so caught up in our own little bubble and just like, it's like, hey, man, look, I don't want to step outside this and burst this bubble because this is what I'm used to. But like you said, if you don't sometimes just take that chance and just hear the no.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to pop that bubble because the air is fresher on the outside.
Yeah, sometimes.
You in this bubble that you've been farting in and you've been just chilling in, and it's just you stuck in that bubble. You pop that bubble, get some fresh air.
That bubble got some stink in there.
Yeah, so pop that bubble, get some fresh air, and maybe, just maybe, you'll live a better life.
Yeah.
But in order for you to do that, you got to learn how to put yourself first. You got to learn how to take that pen and pop that bubble.
Yeah.
And not worry about, well, if I pop this bubble, how will he look at me? Well, if I pop this bubble, and what will they think of me?
That goes without saying. That bubble is basically holding you back. It's holding you back from being you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's flipping this thing back around, saying that you need to focus on you.
Right.
That bubble is preventing you from focusing on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you could be going through some things and you don't know how to handle them because you hadn't took that pen out yet to take that chance to bust that bubble.
Because in the words of Angel Reese, you got to learn how to be unapologetically you.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to bring it back to what Jada Pinkett Smith said,
mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to take care of yourself in order to be able to take care of others.
Yep.
I can't sit here and give 100% to you if I haven't put 100% into taking care of me.
Yeah.
Like if I am missing a leg, I can't walk to the store for you. You know what I'm saying? I gotta be sure that I'm taken care of. I gotta be sure that I can get me a wheelchair. I can get me a prosthetic leg and all that, and make sure I'm good before I can offer to help you.
Exactly, cause you can't stand on hand.
And I'm not saying be selfish and be like, nah, F you. I ain't got no. Nah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying make sure that you're healthy enough to give somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. Just like when you're in the airport. I mean, when you're on an airplane, right, and the stewardess is explaining to you, in case something happened, make sure you got your stuff on first before you try to help the next person.
Right, because you can't help somebody else if you gasping for yourself.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. I mean, it's with everything. That's life, period, baby. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, you can't, what they say, preach it to the choir. Mm-hmm. You can't preach what you don't know. Mm-hmm. Or you can't help somebody with something that you're struggling with yourself. I mean, sometimes you probably can, though, right? Because sometimes you can find the issue to the problem within yourself by helping somebody out.
Yeah.
I mean, but you'll know when that happens. But on most occasions, I can't extend an arm out to you if I ain't got no arm. Yeah. So,
you got to do, though, what you got to do to make sure that you good. Because I'm going to be honest with you guys, your picture isn't going to be pretty to the next person. What's pretty in your eyes is not going to be pretty to the next person.
Yeah.
What you want in life isn't necessarily what the person sitting next to you wants in life.
Yeah.
Now, there's two things that can happen. That person can either be grateful, freaking happy for you and push you to that success, or they can talk about you. But I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was I wish I could remember the name of the podcast so I can plug it. I got her on TikTok. But I was listening to her podcast the other day. It's Unleash and Rise podcast. And she said those same people who dogged you out, those same people who talk noise about you, those same people who told you that every issue possible that it's going to be in order for you to get to the point that you want in life.
Yeah.
Those be the same people who be sitting over there celebrating you at your grand opening.
Hey,
those be the same people sitting over there like, oh, congratulations. Yeah. We knew you can do it and all that. No, but it started off. Those are the same people that planted that seed of doubt into your mind.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're like, you got to overcome that doubt.
Exactly.
And in order to overcome that doubt, I believe you got to be able to take care of yourself. Like, I got to be able to water myself in order to be hydrated enough to pour something into somebody else.
That's it.
Like, man. I can't pour something into you if I'm dehydrated myself.
Absolutely. So, man, that's crazy. You know, you always talk about, you always hear people praying on your downfall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when they see that them praying on your downfall didn't work and you actually made it to the top, they are there like they were supporting you day one.
Yeah.
Man, I never thought about that. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. People want to see. Never mind. We're going to probably talk about that on another episode.
We are at our 30-minute mark, so that means it's time for us to get ready to ski daddle on up out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
as always, we thank you guys for listening to the KC Vibe podcast.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at askkcvibe@gmail.com. That's askkcvibe@gmail.com. If you want to listen to more episodes, go over to www.kcvibepodcast.com.
Absolutely. So, babe, what you take out of this episode? I mean, when it comes to dealing with yourself, your own self, taking care of yourself.
I already gave my points.
Okay.
I said that you have to be hydrated yourself in order to pour into other people.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Like you can't give something that you don't have to give.
Okay.
So you have to be sure that you're taking care of your mental health. You got to be sure that you're taking care of your physical health. You got to be sure that you're right before you try to pour into other people. Okay. Like I said, though, I'm not saying don't do for others, because no, you got to do for others. But be sure that you are living the life that you're feeling inside.
Okay.
In order for you to go out and be great in life, you got to have those feelings inside that makes you feel great.
Yeah.
Therefore, you can spread that joy to other people. Not saying there's people out there who's spreading joy that isn't feeling some kind of pain inside. I mean, we look at people all the time who's unfortunately taking their lives, and we're like, yeah, oh, they're so happy, they're so great.
Yep.
That's why it's important to take care of yourself, because you spend so much of your life pouring into others, mothers especially. I'm talking to y'all. You spend so much of your time pouring into others that nobody's refilling you, then you end up empty. And when you're empty and you're looking around, that's when you have the opportunity to look at all of those faults and stuff. Because I ain't going to lie, I'm my biggest hater. There's a lot of times where I sit back and I think of all the stuff that I done wrong. Think of all the stuff that I could have did different. Think of all the ways that I could have walked in a different path. And it's because, you know, my cup is empty. Like, I've poured so much into so many people. That's why I think it's important to surround yourself with people who give you that light. I ain't gonna lie, I got a homegirl who sometimes just hit me up and she'd be like, hey, sis, just checking on you. Hey, just letting you know you're doing a great job. And sometimes that's all you need for people to give you that you doing good. That makes you just fill up just a little bit. It's like, okay. Well, someone's noticing that I'm doing something right, so I must be doing something right.
All right.
That's what I got out of it.
All right. What I got out of it was that, you know, you have to definitely take care of yourself. I mean, like KO said, not saying that you can't take care of other people along the way, but you can't extend that olive branch if you don't have it to extend. And I honestly believe that when we're going through these things, yeah, we shouldn't have to deal with it by ourselves, but we should be able to talk to people. And like you said, you had your home girl that you could talk to, you know. But sometimes people can't read what's on the outside. I mean, you don't know, you can't judge a book by its cover. You ain't gonna really know what's going on until you open that book and see, okay, I see, this is the story right here. Just be willing to share that information and say, hey, this is what's going on with me. This is what I need from you. This is what I need you to do to help me out.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be amazed at how, if they knew what was going on, how they would be willing to help you out. Because we all need help. We all need help. And in order to take care of yourself, you gotta sometimes get help from somebody else. And it'll make that process a whole lot easier. So remember, people, take care of yourself. Take care of the people that you love. Take care of everybody that take care of you as well. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to wrap this up for the second time in this podcast.
I didn't know.
If you have any questions or concerns, you can hit us up at askkcvibe@gmail.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts, real gifts, thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
That's askkcvibe at gmail.com. If you want to tune into our other episodes, you can hit us up at www.kcvibepodcast.com. That's KC Vibe. V as in Victor, I, B as in boy, E, podcast.com. That's all I got for y'all. Right. I appreciate you guys for tuning in one more week. And as always, I'm the K.
And I'm the C.
Thanks for vibing with us. Bye. Bye.